When I'm down on my knees, you always pick me up, turn me round. So I try to do the thing. I know you want me to when you're around. Take me high when I'm low. So baby, there's one thing I need to know. You're my
Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Jethro Smith, and I'm going to tease all of you that are listening in tonight. If you get a chance, reach over, and you're here when we pick up your phone. Look at your chat room, and on the left side up there is a little spot, and if you stop it, it'll mute the sound so it doesn't echo back on the phones. We've got, I say we, the two phenomenal ladies here tonight, one from Maine, one from Florida, both of them handling the East Coast as they do. The two you waited to hear and talk to are Thursday night phenomenal psychic medium fun guests. I've got a lot of you guys calling already on the phones, and just hang on. Remember to call in our new number, because it's 855-345-4710 if you're having any conflict with the 773 number, because we are busy. We are taking people together. I want to thank all of you fans that put out the shows. We've got a lot of videos and stuff. We're going to take, this is Thursday night, and I say we're going to start out with our phenomenal, you know her as the Certified Psychic Medium. She was born with this gift. kept and has been reading for way over 20 years. She is one of those individuals you just learn to love and you begin to know her. And as a healer, psychic medium, she's the one, the only phenomenal Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing tonight?
Excellent, excellent. We're still cold up here in Maine and hoping that it breaks soon. But other than that, doing good.
Man, I just love having you here. And I joked today, we were having rain here, and I slammed because I told the person, I said, it's 40 degrees in my office. How am I supposed to work like this? And they're like, what is wrong with you? 40 degrees is a good thing. So hearing that makes me realize, be grateful, Jethro. We love you here, Dina, tonight. We've got a lot of friends and fans here ready to talk to you on Psychics Gone Wild. The other individual, those of you know her as our mermaid, she's kind of got a very intense way about her. We just had one of the best compliments today that was told to me, and I have someone that wrote it. They said, I love her brass sense of humor. Without Amy, I don't think I could deal with the week. You know who it is? It's our phenomenal counselor, Reiki worker, healer, grief counselor, compassionate, loving person that she is, Amy Kavanoff. Amy, how are you doing this today?
Great, great. Good to be here. It's amazing how quick the weeks go. Seems like we were just here. So time flies, especially since there is no such thing. But
loving having you here, Amy, and I agree very much. And I had an individual. We've got, those of you looking, we've got some of the films out there. We've got some different people writing in. Tonight, get with me on psychicsgonewild.com. I have a bunch of you guys asking me, how are they hiring people? I will let you know, you guys know the truth is, a couple of the individuals are people that were hired. They were hired by the people. So if you want to listen in and you want to just get with me with an idea, I have individuals. The last video that was done, the person charges $5. So what he did was you give me an idea and they'll put it together and then you can decide to do it. We did have a laugh that they said about the stud muffin and the big joke was it was me. I got to tease you. You really made my day when I realized that you were saying that with me. I thought you meant you were going to send to some guy for Amy that was all woo. So we're like looking through the vehicles and I got to tease you guys. I am a Scorpio, so I'm sending them to other friends. I go, do you think this guy's hot? Do you think we had all this big rally? Then this last one, the gentleman's got the video, which will be out here in 2 days. We're having a little technical difficulties, is how he feels really strong with Amy and her gift to be able to talk to individuals. We love all of you guys. Let's take some phone calls. This is what we do. Speaking of going wild, and please limit your questions down to one because we have a full queue tonight. And give us your name, and then we'll go ahead and give you the reading we've got. We do, like I say, limit it to one question. And I apologize if you do get dropped or anything. Don't take offense. Just call right back in. We're having a really busy night. 610, how are you, 610?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, and you got Dean and Amy on the line waiting. And what question do you have for our two wild ladies?
Oh, great. Thank you. Wondering what's going on with my career. I seem to have a decades of cycle of just bad experiences, one after another, and just so many issues at work. And I'm also in that line wondering about possibly three negative energies around my work, career, life. Just wondered what you guys are picking up.
Okay. What's your name, dear?
Marilyn.
Okay. Thanks for calling. I'll just blurt out here since I'm ready to go. You know, anytime, this is my opinion, is that there's really no such thing as, you know, in spirit world, there's no such thing as positive and negative and all this duality that that we create down here. So as far as the negative spirit, I don't think that they're entities as such. And you know, again, a lot of this has to do with your own belief system. So mm-hmm. please translate this through your belief system, but that we make things, our thoughts and reactions are what makes things positive and negative, because, you know, God and us, you know, when we are connected to source, there's only good. So the negative that's coming up is they're lessons. They're lessons. So to the extent that you can, if you can face those negative entities or whatever you choose to call them, to express gratitude towards them, because they're there to teach you a lesson. And quite often the more powerful our reaction is to it, the more powerful the lesson. And it's interesting because I pulled three cards, and I actually pull the cards just for the radio shows. I do it electronically because I'm real in tune to the energy of my guides are, so my dead people pick the cards, and it's interesting. So, if I was doing cards by hand, I wouldn't be able to pull two of the same cards. But I pulled two of the same cards, the immediate, your present situation and the outcome are the exact same cards. It says something positive is new on the horizon that you cannot see yet. And when we do see negativity, and all humans do, and anyone who says that they've turned everything into, fluffy pink clouds and unicorns and all of those things is probably not being 100% honest. It's just our programming and, it's just our silly human, tricks, and it's what the humans do. So what I'm really sensing here is that really need to look at, and you say that you mentioned that there's been a pattern of, there's been a pattern of things like, keep ending up in the same place, even though, the place and the circumstances and the people and stuff are changed. The emotions and the energy involved are similar, and that is because the universe is trying to teach us a lesson, and they're going to keep throwing us, the same lesson until we master it. So I'm getting a strong sense that if you can just really look at it with a new set of eyes, you don't have to be like, oh, this is great, because it's not. They're very difficult. Challenge, and it's exhausting. That's what I sense in you, much more than sorrow or depression. It's just you're exhausted by it. To try to look at the energy and talk to it like it's a human. Like, why are you here? But be nice to, be nice to it. Talk to it like, you talk when you get pulled over by a cop or something like that with your, with your friendly talk. Why are you here? How can I help you? What are you here for? And it will start to reveal itself, but it's going to reveal itself differently than it is right now, because the way it is right now, it's looking like something that you need to eradicate, when actually there are lessons that you just need to, you're just missing a little bit of information. It will give you those bits of information, and then it'll clear that all up, and you'll be able to move on, to a new set of lessons. This is going to be sort of you're going to be dealing with this, I sense, it's gonna get better, but it is gonna be about 6 months before this is about, you're on the other side of it. But just look at it, embrace it, don't obsess. Don't let it become you, but try to look at it with a new set of eyes, eyes that are more welcoming to it as opposed to the fear, because that fear, you have to, the energy that you've created as far as those things is affecting your energetic relationship with everything, people, places, things, everything. So that's what, before I babble on any further and repeat myself, let's see what Dina has to say.
All right. Well, I agree with the fact that you do have to change your you know, the way you think about it, your perception. And because a lot of what we attract in is the energy that we put out. And so you just need to change your energy around, because no one else can do that for you. You have to do it. And so positive thought, positive, no matter what it is. Like you go to work and something's happening that you don't like, you change it to positive and look at the blessings in it and look at the lessons in it and learn from that and change. But I also feel like that for some reason you're not doing what you need to be doing. Is that true? I feel like there's something else that you need to be doing.
I'm hearing like a tapping on the phone or something, but I'm not quite following. Like I should be doing different work, do you mean?
Yes. Like I feel like that there's something else you're not exploring or you need to be doing that's more fitting to your soul is what I'm hearing. It's kind of like a push to explore that, to explore different avenues, to explore what exactly is that will fulfill you. Because that's why you keep getting into work situations that aren't quite fulfilling. But even still, you do have to change some of that energy around. Because I agree with Amy, once you change it around, boy, you're going to see a huge difference. You're going to all of a sudden start seeing the right pieces fall into place. You're going to see the right people coming into your life. And it's just a matter of tweaking your energy. That's all it is. And you're going to see these opportunities opening up, or not just opportunities, but ideas of how you might want to change your work or something different you might want to do or a different way to do it. Because that's what it's telling me. Something's not clicking. Something's not, you're not in the exact right path. But you do have to change yourself first. And that's what I see. I feel like the way you are now, there's a few people that are kind of negative around you. Is that true?
Like possibly in my home life?
There's a few people in your work situation that are negative around you.
Okay, I don't have a job at the moment. I just left one suddenly, and I'm potentially going into another one. I'm interviewing.
Okay, so the one you just left, was there a few negative people that was there?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. As I'm picking up that part of the problem was part of the reason or part of the problem, and so. It was good that you got out of that situation, but now when you go into this next one, just change everything around. That's what I'm saying, new. That's why I said I feel like you're not in the right job or whatever. I feel like that. So this another new job will be good. It's a perfect opportunity for you to change all that around. It's a good thing. It really is a good thing. And Amy is right. Within probably, if you continue on in that direction to do that, it'll probably be 6 to 8 months and things will change for you drastically.
So if I take, will I get this new job then that I'm interviewing for?
Is it along the same sort of line?
It's business consulting coaching, but it's in a completely different type of organization and much more, I guess, the kind of people that I want to be around.
Right, more positive.
Yeah, and smarter.
Yeah, and smarter.
Unfortunate. What I'm sensing about that though is that there is, you know, any time we change things, whether they were good things or things that were good for us or things that were, you know, causing us heartache or whatever, there's a grieving process and there's loss. So make sure that you process. Cause I still feel a lot of negative energy tied to the situation, unresolved energy tied to the situation that we just left. A lot of times we think, oh, we just move or we do this or we do that, but we carry the energy with us. So be very mindful of your thoughts. Processing through that and, you know, go, and process through what the, you know, the universe put you in that situation with the stupid people. That's what he does a lot of times when we need to learn lessons, is he throws stupid people in, or people that we think are stupid because they irritate us so much, you know, they irritate us so much. So just think that is going to speed up, that's going to speed up the whole process. That's going to help you get this new position, and it's going to help this new position be successful and different from the last one. You know, I'm just sensing right now, and I don't mean to be harsh or cruel, but like if you walk into, you're not yourself right now because that situation has, the situation you're walking away from and some of the other challenges are sort of consuming you and exhausting you, and that exhaustion is going to, you know, so the more of this you can just sort of call out and come to terms with before the interview, that is really going to impact the outcome of the interview, because it's going to assure that the real you shows up at the interview, not all of this residual energy from this situation that you've just left.
How do I do that by Tuesday?
Well, you can't do it. You know, there really is that. It's really just, you know, coming to a sense of gratitude about the situation, which is really not like, oh wow, I'm so happy I'm not stupid like that, or faking it like, oh wow, I'm so happy that, you know, I love everybody, but just like, thank you for those lessons. Thank you. I learned, you know, just reflect on what you learned. Reflect on the places where they were really able to push your button. Okay, I have a button there, so I have to make sure I shielded that. And, you know, just really the way to come to gratitude is to evaluate the lessons. It's not like you have to go up to the top of a mountain between now and Tuesday and, you know, drink a bunch of green yucky stuff and not talk to anybody. It's really, you don't even have to meditate. It's just a matter of being mindful of your thoughts. You know, that your thought, the energy is still there. So just tap into that negative. Tap into what we're calling negative, and just sort of do a review of, you know, why would the universe have put me there? You know, because nothing happens by accident, and there really aren't bad decisions. There were lessons to be learned there. So you can just, as obscure or as bizarre as they may be, you don't have to write them down. You don't have to tell anybody. You just have to change the energy. You know, you just have to clean up the residual energy.
Can you add an extra small fry onto
that? I seem to have some residual energy on the phone.
Someone's ordering a small fry. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, someone's at the drive-through.
Hello, everybody. A psychic done wild. How about talking to you, 203? Are you ordering fries, too, or are you ready to talk?
No. This is Woody.
Hey, Woody, what's going on? We got people ordering fries and everything here. Did you hear your song tonight? We played it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Very good. Welcome. I know it's been a little bit here, and you called in. Have you got a specific question, and would you like to, got Dean and Amy waiting, and what would you like to ask?
I was wondering, see a new relationship for me coming.
Oh. Okay, Gina, do you want to go first?
Yes, sure.
If you want to go first, will you please go first? Is what I meant.
You can tell they're a little area of love, these two honorary ones.
How you doing, Woody?
Fine, how are you?
Good. See that you're still pushing or working toward your, or on your career in your music. And I feel like there's been is there someone around you're interested in?
No.
Or is interested in you the other way around? Because I feel like there's somebody around you that knows you, that kind of has their eye on you, is what I'm feeling. They know you, or you know them, and they have that they're interested in you. However, I'm not so sure that is like if what you're talking about is the somebody more serious. So keep your eye open for that because I think that's going to come up soon. But what I feel for something a little more serious for you is about is probably about a year to a year and a half away. That's when I feel like that someone who is more of a long-term or more of a committed sort of relationship comes into your life because I don't feel like you're there yet or you're ready yet, but I do feel like this other person is going to come into the picture, but it won't be the one I'm talking about. It will just be somebody to have a good time with or explore, but I feel like the one that is for you will be about a year to a year and a half out. And that's because there's still things you have to do. You're not quite completely ready yourself. And that's what I'm feeling. So there's still stuff that you have to do to get ready for that person. And there's still some, I feel like there's still some, even though you say you want it, there's still some fear in there or something that holds you back or holds it back from happening. And so that's what you need to get rid of and work on. But I feel like the person that's coming into the picture will help you to get there, the person before the person. So that's what I'm seeing. Amy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Very, very similar. The cards are saying something very similar. The first card, the mermaid, is saying to wait and work in the meantime to work on your sense of worthiness. Make yourself, focus on being able to receive this this love and this soulmate or perfect match that the universe has in store for you. They are leading you. They're leading you to this person, and they're giving you a lot of clues and messages that sensing that you're too busy to. It's not that you're not intuitive enough, or it's not that you wouldn't. You're just too busy and distracted to be. To be receiving the messages, to pay a little more attention to your gut reaction to things. Stay out of your head and judge your likes and dislikes and if they're hot or not hot or, whatever, from your gut, not your head. Your head's giving you, is playing old tapes. And also the mermaids are saying that you are much more powerful then you're much more powerful than you realize. I got the sense as far as relationship is that if you got hung up off the phone and, went on Match.com or went out to a bar or went wherever it is that you usually meet people, that you would settle for less because of like what Dina was saying, there's work that you have to do on yourself, and it's not major work. It's just missing information or forgotten information. It has to do with your power, your power and your worthiness. And those are difficult. Those are difficult to embrace because. If you embrace them just the slightest bit too tightly, suddenly you look like an asshole. So I know it's very, it's difficult. It's difficult to step into that empowerment and step into that worthiness because we just don't know if we hold it too lightly, we don't experience it. And then if we hold it too tight, that, like I said, we turn into an asshole. So experiment with that, knowing that the universe knows about this whole situation, and, you know, and has the outcome, and, you know, and that person is there. But again, this person that Dina was talking about, not that you, you know, it's not like you want to, like, use her as, like, a practice girl or something like that, but really this idea of how to hold yourself, how to, you know, how to present yourself in this empowerment that is going to be the purpose of that. That's going to be the purpose of that person. You know, so don't be afraid to just flirt a little bit and experiment, or even date a little bit, because that is going to help you become comfortable with holding on to this empowerment and worthiness that's essential for the universe. You know, until you're holding on to it properly, this person is, you know, the universe is going to keep, is not going to reveal the identity of this person, if that makes sense.
And I feel that. They're telling me with your guide work, too, Woody, that, and that I agree with the ladies here. They're also telling me that this other thing, I'm getting some other relationship with a girl, and I'm getting an SH. I keep feeling like that she's going to be a name like that, like a Shantiva, something SH, Shem something. And they keep showing me that you two are out. I see you also dancing and together. But this is going to come about with some other people helping you. I don't think it's, I think you've also got somebody else that's kind of matchmaking you, or a friend that knows that it's time to, because Woody's getting, I feel like you're kind of sitting back and getting a little depressed here. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That surprised me, Woody. All that we've known you, we've become friends. Those of you listening in, Woody's one of our regulars and one of our family and friends here. And I just, you know, it's wild that even as a reader, sometimes it'll amaze me. I had someone teasing us last week. They said they listened in, and me and Dina weren't joking as we usually do, teasing each other or acting ornery. And they go, "What's going on?" I said, "We gave it a minute." We just, you know, same thing you've got with there. We give it a little time, you know. We love you, Woody. Definitely continue to listen in. And I got to go. Remember to, if you get a chance, thank you. Remember to tell everybody about Woody and his wonderful music. We have a little bit of emails here, so I'm going to take a little bit of a second here while the phones are going crazy. I know a couple of you are out there getting fries, so go ahead and relax, have a little ketchup, and sit back and relax. I've got two phone calls. One I picked up, and you told me that you like Coke. Well, I don't know if you guys, this is not a drive-in this week. This is the Psyche's Gone Wild show. I think we're on the monitor at like some McDonald's or something. You guys, do you feel it? Something's going on again with the airwaves. We have, I've never had someone order on the radio when I picked up and to see if they wanted to come on. So we also have that fry person out there. Amy, we've got a question for you. One of the questions we have here is, this person is working with a lot of grief. They do not seem to be able to understand, after they lost their two brothers in a very bad car accident, how to overcome this. They've went to a couple of groups, but they said the people there seem to really not understand that they're saying that it was only their brothers. She's saying that they were very close in family, and she's asking for some ideas you would have on how she could deal with that grief.
Yeah, grief is intensely private. It is probably one of the more private than the things that we like to do in private. Honestly, I would. Well, I'm not even going to get into what those things are, but we'll just leave it at that. And you know, people will say. Have to understand that the things that the people are saying are not to help you. This for their purposes. That's one thing. People want you back to normal. You know, relationships always have their own dynamics. And when grief comes in, totally changes up the dynamics of a relationship. So people will say things, you know, that do not resonate and, you know, to the griever sound stupid at best, but cruel at work, you know, cruel. All relationships, there's people who, we grieve a lot of different things. You know, we can't put we can't put the order on things. My brother, when he died, before he got sick, we were like out and out estranged, and we never really got along. Sometimes the fact that you didn't have, you know, this Hallmark card, Hallmark special relationship creates even more grief because you're grieving the lost you're grieving the lost opportunity. The existing grief groups and the existing, you know, the death business, for lack of a better term, doesn't understand dying, let alone grief. You know, and they seem to turn it into some cookie cutter thing, give you some worksheets and a timetable, and send you on your way. And it's just not one size fits all. There's a lot of grief groups if you're on Facebook. There's a lot of different grief groups on Facebook. And the thing about the Facebook groups is, one, there's a little bit of anonymity involved. They're closed group. Make sure you go to a closed group or a secret group that so that your other Facebook friends don't see what you're writing. And just shop around. If the people are saying things that that resonate to you, stay. If the people are making you pissed off, just like your three-dimensional, I don't want to call them real friends are, all you have to do is leave the group. It's not a time frame for, there's not a time frame for grief. There's not an order to grief. There are no rules. And the only way to get over grief is to grieve. It's a verb. You have to go through the process. And no workbook, no alarm going off. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and her dog had died. You know, and people do not grieve their pets enough. And losing, you know, you could lose your phone and have more grief than when you lose your husband. That isn't for the universe to, you know, for the other people here on the earth to assess how deeply you grieve different situations. And her daughter said to her, "Mom, it's been 2 weeks. It's time to get over it." And, you know, it was like, what her daughter was saying was, "I'm sick of you moping around. I want to go out with my boyfriend, but I really feel guilty knowing that you're home here alone," because she had just gone through a divorce. So the dog, you know, it was her and the dog, and now it's just her alone. So really the bottom line for the story was that the daughter was feeling guilty going out with her boyfriend, leaving her sad mother home alone. So instead of staying home, or instead of, you know, sitting down and exploring how she felt about the loss of her daughter, what it feels like and what some of your emotions are, she tells her she's a bad griever. And that's what people will do. They'll tell you, "You're getting an F in grieving because I don't want to look at your mopey face. I don't want to look at your mopey face." But for me, Facebook was a huge tool. And then if you can put the person in contact with me and give them the names of some of the groups where I think they may feel more comfortable than others.
We love that. And you're fine, Amy. We got 610. What do you know, 610?
You already read me. Thank you.
Thank you. The phones are being really crazy. How about 402? Have we read you, or are you eating fries? This is wild.
Oh, hi, everyone. No, this is Jean from Nebraska.
Jean, we love you. Thank you, because everybody else is tired or eating. I don't know what's going on.
I'm just tired.
Well, welcome in. Come on in. This has been a week, hasn't it, Jean?
It has, and I'm so happy to be talking to all three of you. Thank you for taking my call.
Great. The question you have for these wild ladies and what we're doing tonight?
Yes. I am in a career in home health care. I take care of a disabled person, and I'm just kind of, I'm looking at a career change, but I feel right now I'm kind of stuck. This person really relies on me for everything, and that, boy, am I burnt out. And I'm just wondering if there's going to be a change for me. My husband and I would like to make a move someday, and just kind of seeing if there's a career change for me down the road.
I feel like that there is a career change down the road, but I feel right now that you're going to stay in the healthcare for a while. And
okay.
But I feel like it's going to be a little bit different. You're going to be getting something that you like a little bit better that will keep you interested again for a while. And then down the road, I'm feeling that you're going to change careers, it's saying, almost completely. Have you and your husband talked about doing something together?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because that's what I'm hearing.
We are. We're talking about that right now.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing that's what you're going to change into, but it's going to take a while before you get there, because there's still time. Like, he's not ready, you know, and you're not completely ready. So what you're doing now is you're getting ready. You're getting all the pieces put in place so that when it is time, you're going to have all your ducks in a row, and it will just gel nicely. And it will be a very good move. So keep that in mind when you're making your decision, and try to just really put all your homework in place before they get here, because the more you do that, the more successful it's going to be. And I feel like it's going to be a very good, fun time too. Like, it's something you really enjoy, and it will be profitable as well.
That's good to know. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
My message is fairly similar. First of all, caregiving can be very, very exhausting, and it's rewarding in the long run. But
yes.
When you're actually doing it, it can be very, very exhausting. So be sure that you're taking good care of yourself and not getting too immersed in the situation. Because while this person, and then also what I'm picking up, is while this person, you know, relies upon you heavily, that it can, you know, work out. It's not going to be a situation where you're just going to be like, sorry, I'm gone. It can be a win-win situation where your care can, you know, someone else is going to come along, and you can help facilitate that when the timing is right. Because right now, it's a good situation, because it's giving you the time to get ducks in the row for the next chapter. But what I sensed, and what you should be mindful of, is that anytime we're going to start a new chapter, we get fearful, and sometimes we'll hold on to the old, even though it's time to move on. And when you're in a caregiving situation, very easy to say, "Oh, this person needs me. No one, there's no one else," you know, and that isn't true. So be careful not to fall into that trap where you're holding yourself. Where you're holding yourself back because you think that this person needs you. Yes, they need, you know, I don't want to say they don't need you, and I don't want to say, you know, any old person can do this, because it takes a very special person, and it takes different people for different, you know, the caregiving relationship can get very complicated very quickly. So keep your eye out for possible alternatives as far as this person's care goes, because that will do two things. That will make sure that you don't leave on bad terms, creating, you know, this energy that you're going to carry forth with you. It will also keep you moving. It won't keep you stuck. You need to be moving forward. You need to be moving towards this next chapter but not leap forward to it. So if you're just, look for alternatives and alternative solutions and things like that, that's going to prevent you from feeling stuck, because that was the first thing that I sensed, was that you were going to have a hard time getting out of the situation because there'd be all these emotions of guilt and responsibility and things like that. But it's a double-edged sword. You can also use that to keep yourself back when it's time to go, and that's going to play out. If it's time to go and you're still there, it's going to affect your caregiving, because you're going to feel some like resentful. So just be mindful of that. Look for alternatives, not necessarily talk to the person, because they're going to get scared, and next thing you know, you'll be fired, or replaced, and you won't be ready for your next chapter. But it's really important that you drive the bus. You drive the bus in this, so that it works out. In the best for everybody, but most importantly, that works out the best for you, because caregivers can very easily be turned into the villain. Ditched me, or and there can be some really negative consequence. You know, it could affect your reference. It could affect a lot of things. So just make sure that you drive the bus, and that you're moving forward to the next chapter, but not moving.
That makes sense.
You have the foot on the gas pedal. How quickly that it goes.
That makes sense. Yes.
We love you, Jean.
I've been training someone.
I've been training someone
to help me.
And the guides are saying why that she's also getting that is they keep showing me that the transition's happening. You've got a very beautiful energy of butterflies. Another work around you tells me transition's happening. Amy's right on it. We're picking up some other subliminal. I do see the really good thing is that you're a very positive person, and I see that sometimes you don't really notice the other stuff. You're more about, okay, let's be with it. This person seems like they're trying to learn from you, but I feel that there is something there. Their guys are saying that it's going to come out, but just to stay positive with your work, because other people know that what you're doing is even going to be better. I see you're a really good mentor. People like you is what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm very positive, and this person's very, very negative, but he likes me. I've been with him for 3.5 years, and he fires everybody except I've never, he keeps me on, and I give 110%, and I'm pooped out.
Make sure you give 110% to yourself as well. Be sure that you give 110% to yourself as well, and be sure.
Yeah.
So in light of that fact that he fires everybody, I mean, that speaks to the fact that he's, I wouldn't call it intuitive, but reactionary, reacts to the energy. So if your energy about the situation changes, it's gonna end badly, and that's the goal, is for it to end the best for everybody, and that it can't end good for anybody unless it ends well for everybody, or otherwise that's where all that residual energy is created, and you carry it forward into the next chapter.
Absolutely. That helps me. I've been training someone to help me out so I can have a day off, and she's doing an excellent job, and the transition there is going, and I'm letting go. I'm like, let go.
Well, remember, you put the gas pedal on it, because don't let go too much until you've got your next chapter sketched out.
And that
you're ready to step in as a character in the next chapter.
Absolutely. Oh, this really helps. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you, Jean.
Thanks for calling.
We are looking here at the email. I apologize, Jean. The phones are going crazy with the video. Come back with it. I know that they're touching them. We've got a couple of of individuals who are writing emails. I'm going to ask Dina Kavanaugh, what is going on? Because you guys got to give it. Amy Kavanaugh, Dina Flanagan, but they just mixed the two together. Okay.
Yeah, right. We were one per.
You became one. You two became sisters when this show started. I love it. They wrote down, okay, so Dina, I have a question. I'll have one for Amy. Okay, that's fair. They're just like so funny. This is from Seattle, Washington. Where they're asking Dina, they have had some individuals calling them and working with them on some healing of holistic. Now the person is telling them that they're very heavy. They said that when they were doing the healing work, they've learned Reiki, they've learned their shield, but yet people keep saying they're too emotional and two-way heavy for this energy. Dina, is this possible if I'm heavy? If it's spiritually heavy, do I have to go on an angel food diet, or what do I do? Help me.
Well, you can clear yourself out, so you can lighten yourself up. And what they're picking up on, what I'm feeling, is some of their own stuff as well. And energy work is different with everybody, you know, whoever does it on you. And everybody's going to get whatever they need to get for you. So I feel like part of it is their stuff, and part of it is you can lighten your own self up. I don't feel like you're as heavy as they say you are. I don't feel that. I just feel like there's some stuff you need to clear out, but that would be the purpose of the person working, is for them to help clear it out or to help you clear it out. I don't feel like there's anybody or anything that's too heavy to work on. But it is a two-way thing. They can help you to get there, but you actually really have to do the work. You really have to do, once they start working on you, you have to start, be ready to be clearing out your own stuff and things that come up, and as they come up, to clear it out. So it also is can be a time thing. Like they pulled some stuff up, and now it's going to time for you to clear it out. So when they go back into work on you again, it will feel lighter. So I don't feel like it's anything major. I just feel like that's what's happening. And all you have to do is just keep sending light and love down through you, and that will help clear it out.
Now to your soul sister, Amy Flanagan, we have over here, these guys are just teasing. They said, Amy, while we were doing the healing, we realized that there was an energy in our house, and we've been having people tell us that we are doing mediumship work with my grandfather. My grandfather was very mean to me, and I do feel that there was times that he did not like me. I do agree with the individual. He's come in. Is there any way that I can turn the mediumship off and make him go away?
Yes. First of all, anytime you're working with people, you have to remember that even if people are working with spirit, as long as the person you're working with has a body, they have an ego. And I hear a lot of this healer person's ego in this question. Again, what I've talked about in a couple of the other calls is this idea of residual energy. And most of the things that people sense around people's houses and things like that are not ghosts. They're not trapped. They're residual energy. And many times people die before, especially if someone dies that you've had a difficult relationship with, there's some unhealed things. So it's just important to, do whatever you feel comfortable with. But if I was in a situation like that, I wouldn't get the Ghostbusters and Sage and all of this stuff. What I would be doing is just holding your grandfather in the light, holding the relationship you had in the light. Forgive him, you know, express gratitude, you know, and it's hard to express gratitude, you know, there's some horrible things that humans do to other humans, and, you know, to say something like express gratitude to Ted Bundy or express gratitude to Hitler or something like that sounds absolutely preposterous, but there's lessons in everything, because in spirit there isn't this duality. You know, in spirit there isn't this duality, the positive and the negative and like and not like. There's only love. So I believe as the more you
ponder the relationship with your grandfather. Come to peace with it. Forgive him, knowing that perhaps, you know, he did the best he could, knowing perhaps maybe his circumstances put him in a situation where that was the best that he could, that was the nicest he could be. Whatever the circumstances are, you know, just hold them in the light. Maybe some letter writing to him, or whatever's going to change your mind about this, and the energy will change. If his energy is there, there because it wants to get your attention. I feel that he's asking for forgiveness, but if he didn't come in a energetic form that was similar to who he was when he was alive, you wouldn't recognize him. You wouldn't know it was him. So you know, when people die, They go through a life review. They see all, you know, they see what everything that happened, but you know, not with judgmental, not with this idea of now we're going to come up with the punishment, but they just see it, and we can see it if we raise our vibration, and if we're willing to let go of our, you know, because being angry and being angry at someone is a very powerful emotion. It kind of empowers us. Be willing to let go of that, and I would venture to guess the energy will change.
I love that. And we've got down to here, I've got a couple of you on the phone. We're trying to get you guys in. Know that we're having a little bit of technicals, so please don't get stressed. I know that you've tried to get in before. 603, would you like to talk tonight on Psychics Gone Wild?
I would. Hi, Jethro. Hi, Amy. Hi, Dina. It's Rose from New Hampshire.
Hi, Rose.
How are you?
Great, great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I feel really positive about things. I know I talked to you, Amy, back before Christmas about a relationship I was in, and you were right. I mean, it was scary. You told me there was going to be a lot of bumps, that we were still going to be together. We had broken up before Christmas, got back together at New Year's, had a brief break a couple weeks ago. Now we're back together. My question is, I want to know if the one he's seeing knows about me seeing him as well.
Anybody?
Okay. So you want to know if the one he's seeing, it knows about you. So he's seeing two people, you and somebody else.
Yeah, he's been with her for a couple of years now. Mm. And I let him know I'm seeing other people. I'm not going to, you know, sit around and be sad when she's around.
Yeah,
I'm not closing the door to anybody.
My sense is that she does know, but not in the way of what you guys really are. It's played off as a friend. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that is my sense, that she knows or has an idea, but it's played up as a friend or a good friend or whatever. It's not, I don't feel like he's being 100% truthful on what exactly it is, because I also feel like he's just, I don't feel like he's in a place to make a decision. Like, I don't feel like he's decided one way or the other. I want her, I want you. He's just kind of going back and forth with it. And
right.
So, yeah, and my feeling or my sense is that you really need to move on or push on and to definitely look for other people. And that,
oh yeah, I mean, I've gone on a couple dates, you know.
Yeah, and through that, you're going to start to see a lot. A lot is going to wake up and open up for you. I mean, like, he'll play this game for a long time. And it really depends on if you want to play it or not want to play it. And I feel like there's so much potential out there for you. I feel like there's somebody that really would treat you quite well in the wings, but you have to be open to that. Like, even if you go on dates or what have you, I feel like your heart is still with this person. You know what I mean?
It is.
So
it is.
Yeah, right. So even if
it's
you...
It's because we've been through so much for so long, and we're friends. He likes my kids. You know, he makes sure that we're doing okay and helps me when I need it. You know, he's there in every way.
Well, right. And so through dating other people, it's going to change the dynamics. It's going to, or one, something's going to change so that it will give one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, if one of you, it will either be, all right, I really miss this, or, you know, you're going to be like, I'm done with that. It's going to just open your eyes, the two of you's eyes. So
I mean,
feel
deep
like,
down, I'd really like if I could just, you know, date other people, but that it would make him want me back more, you know?
Right.
And that things
right.
could work.
Well, right. But how long do you want to play the song and dance? It has to go really deep. In other words, you'd
right.
be like, okay, I want her back. Yes, I want you back. I want you back. I want you back. Get you back. Plays the same game. Because now
mm-hmm.
it's not the chase anymore. He's got it. He's got what he wants. So it has to be profound. You know what I mean? That's what I'm feeling. The only way he's going to get it is if it's something really profound. And you have to be strong in that. Really don't go running right back. You know
right.
what I'm saying? That's what I'm feeling.
Well,
you have to. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I feel like since like she's up here now, she came up today for them to have their time together. And usually I feel like really sad and I'm crying and I'm really depressed
mm-hmm.
and everything. But I was telling Annette, my good girlfriend, that, you know, it's weird. I have like this different feeling right now. I mean, I care. I love being with him. But I don't have this like sadness like, oh, God, she's with him and I'm over here. You know,
right.
I have this feeling like I'm dealing with this, I'm strong, and, you know, if someone wants to take me out, I'm going to go out, and, you know, he knows how I feel. I laid it all on the table. I've laid it out all on the table the past 6 to 8 months with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't do anything more. You know, he knows
right.
I want to be number one, and I know I'm not.
Right, absolutely. So now you got to walk your talk instead of just
right.
talk your talk. And so you really have to, it has to hit him even lower than just talking. You know what I mean? It has to be
right.
like an act, or it has to really, you have to mean it. And so the fact that you're starting to empower yourself within that
yeah.
is awesome, because that's where you need to go. That's exactly the place you need to go. Otherwise, you're just going to play the same song and dance over and over and over. And it's just something that, you know, you deserve a lot better. That's what I'm hearing.
Right. Well, what do you think,
yeah.
Tina? I just feel happy, even though I'm in this situation. I feel happier, maybe because we're friends again, you know, and he knows. It's just, he knows that I'm dating, and
yeah.
I just, I feel like, I feel happy because I have him back, but I'm also doing what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that's exactly the direction you need to go, because even if you had him, that's still the direction you need to go. You really need to just find your own power and not put up with that crap, because even if you get together and you're still that same person, he's just going to walk all over you the same way he is that other girl, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you at the same time. So there are a lot of dynamics has to change before it to work. Amy?
Yeah, the cards are saying something very similar, and you are going to have to change. You are going to have to change your mind. You know, and it sounds like you are starting to change your mind, but keep leaning into it. Don't be like, you know, when it's like on a diet and you lost 5 pounds, and so then you go have a big piece of chocolate cake. He's like your chocolate cake, you know. So, you need to continue
yeah.
to. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard. It's hard. Please don't feel like, you know, this is what women do, because women want to nest and men want to hunt and gather. And that's why this happens. But I sense that these dates are just so you can prove. See, I moved on, you know, for everyone who's got their eyes on your
your circumstances. Like, see, look, I've moved on. I went on some dates. You know, continue to date. Try to put your heart, you know, put your break free of him. As soon as you can move to a place where he is not on your mind all the time, you know, you're not dating, you know, you're dating these people, you know, you don't have your heart, you know, you're going through the motions. Put your heart into it. That will start to change your mind. That will break you free. And it doesn't have to just be dating. You know, so if the dating part isn't, because it's hard to date when you're in love with someone else. You know, I as a widow, I've gone out on a few dates, and I always want to just go home and throw up. So, you know, I go find other things to capture your heart. Go find something that captures your heart other than him. And that's going to change the energy of this whole situation. You know,
and that's the thing. I mean, my husband died in August, and so I'm a widow at 43, and it's just really weird.
Yeah, it is really weird. And that's, you know, so you mean this August?
This past August.
Yeah, so that's really soon. That's really soon as well. No one can say it's soon. Like, I'm not saying it's too early or anything, but you don't have to, you know, you don't have any idea what's going. You know, it's like, and oh my God, this reminds me so much of something.
I did. Now I'm being Dr. Phil, not being from spirit. So this old boyfriend of mine got in this situation. And as fate would have it, he got a new job, and we used to work together, and that job was with a client of mine, so he gets my phone number. And so he reaches out to me, and then a whole bunch of other stuff happened, and I was like, oh, wow, this is perfect. But I just didn't even know what I was thinking, you know. So it's like, what you really want is your husband back,
we're together, like, when he was alive. You know, this
yeah,
has
but
been
still,
a long
it's like
thing.
You want your old life, but, I mean, you want your old life, but you want something familiar, so now you're having to go through, like, this other lot, because, you know, breakups and separations are really just as bad as people dying. So what I would really urge, and what the cards are saying, the big card of the four cards I pulled, this dance that you're in, because while you are expressing love to this guy, he's not taking it as love. He's taking it as he can do whatever he
wants. He's controlling at times.
Right. And you're just like a little puppet on a string, and not even on solid ground because of this loss. Even if you were, you know, a year before Keith died, I had a freaking restraining order on him. So, you know, but still, when he died, you know, and I know we wouldn't be together today if he was alive, but there's still, you're knocked on your side. The big card here is break free. So maybe you can find some things to do, and it's hard because men are so much more. I hate going out with women. I sit there and I'm like, we look stupid. I hope we don't look like lesbians, you know, because then no one will talk to us. Look at, we're so old. I just don't. And then we sit around and talk about how we want to find men, but how bad men suck. And it's like, what in the world are we doing? Who is ever, you know, just think of the energy that's being
created, and then we wonder why the only person who talks to us is the bartender, because if he flirts with us a little bit, he knows he'll get like a 50% tip. Yeah, so it's just difficult. It's just very, very difficult. My heart breaks for you, but it's very unfair for you to be giving love and getting these breadcrumbs in return. So,
right.
You know, keep dating, you know, experiment with the dating, but try to follow your heart. There must be something else in your heart desires other than this person, and it's just hidden. It's going to take you a while, because men, once they get into our system, they will infiltrate every cell of our body. They will infiltrate every cell of our body. But try to remember, before both these guys, you know, before the dead husband and before this guy and before both of them, what was it that, there's something that you liked? Was there something you liked? Was there something you liked to do? Was there something you liked?
I sing here. I record stuff at home. That's
beautiful.
My passion.
Perfect. So sing more.
I'll send you a link, Jethro, to my page.
Yeah.
Just find something. Like, because if your heart could just, if you could just get some of the cells, you know, reprogram some of the cells of your body not to be tuned to his station, it's going to change the energy. It's going to change the energy of the whole thing.
Right.
And I still feel strong. I still feel strongly that this is going to be a connection between you two for forever. But until you change your programming, you're going to be dancing the same dance, and he's just stepping all over your feet. You know, so
yeah, and I want to kick him in the ass.
Yeah, but you never will.
You'll
just be like, "Oh, it's okay," you know, because I'm open-minded, so I understand. And yes, you know,
well, I'm
very
vocal with him, and I'm not afraid to say things anymore. And
he
tries changing the subject.
He doesn't listen because he reads the energy. You know, we read the energy. Men don't listen. Men don't, but, you know, they just read the energy. They just are reading the energy. You might, you know, I was a big letter writer. I would write, like, these 5-page letters explaining everything. I'm sure they just went in the car, you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. We sound like Charlie Brown's parents to them. So the way he's going to hear you, not what you say, but he's going to hear your energy. So that's why it's just some of the cells of your body could love something other than him and could resonate to something. If you could get just some of the cells of your body tuned to something other than his frequency, it'll change up the whole thing. And then he will listen.
Yeah, but, I have a feeling.
But, my heartbreak, once that happens, it's hard. It's a hard habit. Men are hard habits to break. But sing. Don't sing that. Just change what you're singing. Don't listen to music that reminds you of him. Don't listen to sappy love songs. Just change some stuff, and change your set. Right, because of course we do. Country music, just play the country, you know, and we do it, and we'll play the song over again and over again and over again. If there were records, there would be scratches in it. And that's what women do. So, because we create, did you say you do Christian stuff?
Yeah, I love doing the
So love Jesus
stuff.
For a while, you know, love Jesus for a while. Or, you know, just anything other than, just find some, you know, anything other than him, because it'll change. Your cells will change. You'll change, you know, and when your cells change, your energy changes, and then he's going to have to change. But right now, you don't have your... You know, right now, it wouldn't matter what you
said. He's not.
Well, thank you. There, we're going a little bit. Rose Kay, we want to thank you for coming on. It's getting wild out of this world, and we're going on with our next callers here. You guys, we've got a little bit of a problem with 949. Can you hear us? We're getting static and a little bit of radio. Are you there, 949?
Yes, I can hear you.
Welcome to
Hi,
Psyche's Gone Wilder. We've got a few minutes. Yes, we're trying to get you in real quick. And Rose Kay, we love you. And Amy will be back. There's Amy's back. 949, you're here with Psyche's Gone Wilder with Jethro Smith, Amy Kavanaugh, and Dina Flanagan. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for taking my call. I was calling because my name is Selena. I'm in Southern California. I was calling in regards to I'm empathic, and I have dreams, and I have a girlfriend that I'm really close to, and I guess for the past several months and stuff, it's just been, I should say, since last year, it's been stronger and stronger, maybe because of the things that I've been going through and stuff, and that this year has been transitioning toward a positive direction. But anyone that I'm close to, I'll have these dreams and stuff, and they have manifested. And, like, just recently, like, I had a dream about her, and it manifested that week what happened. And, anyway, she hurt my feelings because she makes jokes about it and then, like, tells her other friends. And so I just get concerned, like, maybe I shouldn't even say anything anymore. Or maybe she doesn't, you know, I don't know, she's making fun of me or what, but, you know, I value our friendship. We've known each other for a very, very long time, and I just want her to understand. I mean, I'm trying to be in support of her and be there for her and try to help her out. So I don't know, does she think that what I'm saying to her is a joke? Or
Well, my sense is that it's not that she thinks it's a joke. She don't understand it, and kind of fears it. So what people do is they find humor, or you know, laugh it off or whatever. So I feel more like it's this person doesn't understand it, and I don't feel like by you telling her, I do feel like you just kind of need to back off because it's her way of saying, listen, it's not something I want to deal with right now. It's not something that I quite understand right now. So this is it's kind of her nervous reaction. So I feel like you kind of need to back off with it and kind of slowly, you know, bring it up, or maybe let her bring it up. Because right now I feel like she's kind of overwhelmed or just kind of like doesn't know what to do with it. So even though this is your world and where you're going, and I feel where you're going is very good, and I have these great places that you're headed. Even though that's your world, that's the problem when we get deeper into that world. Friends who aren't of that world kind of get left behind. Or just our worlds kind of change. And people around us change when we change. So for that person, I just sense just let it kind of take its own shape naturally, organically. And don't be too worried about it because what you're doing or where you're going is really wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, it has. My friendships have changed around me, and I feel the change. And, you know, I wonder if they sense the change also. I don't know. But, you know, I'm just curious, you know, how she felt about me. I was feeling kind of hurt.
Yeah, it would hurt. It does hurt, but really it's not really personal. It's just her kind of fears and not knowing what to do with it, where to place it, because she's seeing you change. This is her friend seeing her, you know, you change. So
right.
What you're seeing is them changing, and they're seeing you changing. So it's not any one particular person's fault. It's just that's what happens. The dynamics change when you grow into a different direction. But that don't mean you can't be friends. Still, it just means that
right.
Your friendships change a little, and you got to give the space and the room for that to happen. Just honor it, you know. And eventually, they'll come around.
Okay.
Amy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I wanted to say is that before you go to bed, you know, we've got to turn this off sometime. We've got, and it's difficult because you know. because we become so fascinated. We become so fascinated about it, and it brings us so many answers and, you know, so many aha moments. But there's times that we have to turn it off. So what I would urge you to do, and I pulled cards, they supported the same thing, is, you know, before you go to bed, go through, shield yourself, go through some sort of shield yourself from her energy, ask your guides, you know, ask not to dream, ask not to dream about her. That's it. She's a, it makes her nervous, you know, when people, it's, you know, my friends, the same thing. You know, they want, you know, when they're in some kind of predicament, they're like, Amy, blah, blah, blah. But then if they're just living their regular lives and, you know, in their egos and want to, you know, behave badly, which we all want to do sometimes, they can't stand it because they feel like they're standing naked in front of me. So the best thing that you're going to be able to do for yourself so that you don't, because you're really coming into your gifts, is just do something. You know, tell spirit that, you know, when I have my pajamas on or whatever you do before you go to bed, you know, somehow just make it very clear that you do not want to, you do not want to dream about this person. That way you can dream about someone else, and that way you can continue to explore your gifts, because what I'm sensing is that that this person means, you know, this person means a lot, you know, that this ridicule, which they're just doing as a protection method, you're taking to heart. And you know, your guides really want you to step into your gifts. So just ask when you go to bed, I do not want to dream about so-and-so. You know, when you say your prayers or whatever you do before you go to bed, I don't want, but mean it in your heart, because a lot of times, you know, I had this problem with my dead husband. It was like, he's coming all the time, and it was too much. So it was like, you have to go away, but I didn't mean it in my heart. And so as soon as he went away, I was like, wait, where are you? Where are you? Get over here. So just mean in your heart that please bring other people to me, you know, bring other people to me, and bring other, download other information to me when I sleep, and mean it in your heart. And then that way you can stay on your path, but you can still maintain this friendship that you value.
Okay.
Love that. Okay. We thank you, and I apologize, you guys. We're getting down the last. I hope it helped you, Selena. We've got just a few minutes. Have a great night. We love you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, and we're going to let everyone know. Don't forget, this just hit the news in Barnes & Noble. Right now you can buy the magazine called Psychic Mediums and Lightworkers You Can Fully Trust by Maximilian D. Lafayette. It is the revised edition in Barnes & Noble, and I would like you to get the book, because yours truly, Jethro E. Smith and Dina Flanagan, are in the magazine and the books. The book right there, the revised edition of the Psychic Medium and Lightworkers, you'll see it. If you go to Psychic Mediums, there's quite a few articles. There's been a couple in there. This last article was one of the articles they discussed on what we really felt was psychics. It got pretty intense. I've had a lot of people write me saying, you know, we can't believe you and Dina were just saying that about yourselves. I said, we weren't. You asked us the word psychic. And Dina, we've got just a few minutes here with you and Amy. I want to thank you guys for coming in. We're having everybody run to those other parts. I want to tease a couple of you. I know that, you know, we're cutting it just a few minutes short only because of the timing. Go on. Listen to Curious Times. They were in tonight. Tell Chris hi. Tell her psyche's gone wild, went wild, and we love them on Curious Times. Tell everybody else out there that you know of us. And don't forget, you guys, when you get a chance, go to psychesgonewild.com. Pick out a person for a reading. We are having some special deals, and right now one of the videos has went there. The video with Dr. Einstein with over Linda Irwin and Melissa Berman has went crazy, and we also have one with Gandalf, who he thinks Patty is very magical. Any theories you have? We are working on the one with, we're going to do a mermaid one, and why Amy is the star of the sea. I think that's very pretty. We're going to have that done. We've got one working on Dina Flanagan's help. Put in your ideas, send it to us, and we'll you know, like I said, I've got people that will do it for very little or nothing to have the fun of making a video for what's your favorite night. Love you, Dina. Love you,
Amy. And listen, because there's some new readers. There's some great new. We've got some great new people. So be sure to tune in every night.
Oh yeah, we've got Elijah Anderson. We've got Eileen Boyter. I hope I'm saying her name right. And DC Love. Don't forget, you guys, that we had a gentleman last night. We're asking, and he is working with us. David Matthew Brown, phenomenal gentleman that was on last night. Very high positive energy. I think we laughed more than we did actually read, but it was just so much fun. I have a lot of you guys writing. I will see if we can get him on as a regular. And we had a couple of you guys write us with some other people's names. I am making contact. It looks like we're just going to keep getting bigger and better. And Amy, we love you. I love you, Dina. You guys have a great night. Tell anybody what you want to say for the last minute before they throw us out the door.
Yeah, enjoy the night and the time change, yay, so we get an extra hour of daylight.
Yeah, time change, and stay warm, and know, you know, winter, we're supposed to, a lot of people are depressed, but, you know, if you were a bear, you would get to go crawl into a cave for the whole winter, so don't be so hard on yourself. This weather really is, like everything, it's a gift, it's a time for us to slow down and you know, kind of create a cave. So don't be so hard on, you know, don't be so hard. Not everything is a psychosis. Not everything's a psychosis. Just winter. Huh. It's just winter. So you know, stay warm.
Everyone, tell us and let us know how you think of us in the revised edition of the Psychic Lightworkers magazine by Maximilian Lafayette. Blessings to everyone. Until next week.